Hi, how are you doing? Yeah, I know. That's actually why I'm here. You see, with this being the first time your mom left you alone, she wanted me to stop over and check on you to make sure you're fine. Do you mind if I come in? So, what are you doing this weekend? Any plans? Yeah, just staying here until your mom comes back in a few days? I thought for sure you'd have a girl over here with your mom gone. Aw, don't blush. You're a good-looking boy. Besides, your mom told me you've been going through puberty. Oh, sweetie, it's all right. Don't worry. It's natural. Every boy goes through it. Do you mind letting me have a little look around? You know, to make sure there's no girls hiding in your room or anything. So I can tell your mom that you're behaving while she's away. Good. Why don't you lead the way? So, your mom told me you haven't started dating anybody yet. Is that so? Well, that's okay. I think it's good that you're waiting. So here's your bedroom, huh? Well, doesn't look like anybody's in here, just like you said. I know. I wanted to check to make sure we were alone, you know? Do you mind if I sit down here on your bed? I've had such a long day at work. Plus, I spent a lot of time getting ready for tonight. Here, why don't you sit down with me for a little while? What do I have planned tonight? Oh, nothing really. It's mostly plans for this weekend that I've been excited about. There's just somebody I've been excited to see and spend some adult time with. I look for my big date? Yeah? You've probably never seen me dressed up like this before, have you? You've probably never had a woman alone with you in your bedroom before either. Oh, don't worry. I'm just teasing you a little. Besides, there's nothing wrong with us being alone here. It's not like I'm gonna pounce right on top of you, right? You know, I'm always here if you want someone to talk to or someone to help teach you about girls. I know it can be embarrassing to talk about those things with your mom. No boy wants to do that, right? Besides, even though your mom and I are good friends, I can keep a secret. My hands. Oh, don't worry, baby. I can tell you're shy and a little tense, and I just want to help you relax. So tell me, how far have you been with a girl? Really? Nowhere. Oh, baby, that's so cute. Don't worry. Here, why don't you just place your hand in my other hand? See? How does that feel? Just feeling my hand around yours? That's not bad, right? I bet you've never even hugged a girl that wasn't your mom before, huh? Come here. Just give me a hug while we're sitting here together. It's okay, baby. I'm not gonna bite. Now, doesn't that feel good? It's okay. Sometimes hugs should linger a little, you know? Just relax. Now, doesn't that feel good holding you tight? You can smell my perfume, even feel my body pressed against yours a little. You know, with your mom being gone, we could spend some time together. Alone. I could, you know, show you. Just look up at me, baby. It's okay. Just kiss me back a little. I've waited so long for this. Come here. It's okay. Just be a good boy. And let me rub my hand on you while I kiss you some more. Just relax. It's okay. Oh, baby. Look how hard you are for me. No. Shh. Be good. Just lay back on your bed. Good boy. Just let me unbuckle your pants. Keep your arms down. Just do as you're told, baby. That's a good boy. God. You look so good. I've been waiting for this for such a long time. No. Don't. Just keep your arms down. Let me climb on top of you. And your mom is always talking about how good of a boy you are. Don't you want to be a good boy for me, huh? Besides, you wouldn't want me telling your mom that you are misbehaving, do you? Now just lay still and let me kiss you some more, baby. I'll make sure to make you feel good. No. Stop. I said stop. Give me your hands. Give them to me now. You're getting a little too pushy, but thankfully, I came prepared. Give me your hands. Now you're gonna have to learn how to be a good boy for me. Look at me while I undress for you, baby. I wore this lingerie just for you. Shh. No, baby, you aren't going anywhere. Now doesn't that feel good? I'm gonna take your virginity now, baby. I'm going to rape you, and there's not a thing anybody can do about it. It's gonna be our little secret. Just me and you. You know, I've always admired you, kept my eyes on you. When I'm over here visiting your mom, I've always wanted to sit next to you at the dinner table and run my hands along your thighs underneath the table while your mom was completely oblivious. Or follow you into another room while your mom is busy with other company. Oh, and just come up behind you. Place my hand over your mouth while my other hand takes off your pants. Begins to touch you while I whisper in your ear to be good. Oh, God, baby. You have no idea the thoughts and fantasies I have of you. I wanted to ask your mom to borrow you over at my house so you could help me do some manual labor. And when she calls to ask how you're doing, she'll have no idea that your head is buried between my legs and that you're going down on me. Maybe I'd have you tied to my bed and gagged and just be riding you while talking to her about how you're such a good boy for me. But you know what? She told me she would be leaving town for a few days and that you'd be all alone and she wanted me to check in on you. I knew then I'd have my chance, baby. We would be all alone. So I got off work early today. Showered, did my makeup, dressed all sexy for you. And then I threw a few things in my purse in case I needed them. Like these handcuffs. And I've got other toys too. I've got a paddle, in case I need to give you a little spanking this weekend for not doing what you're told. And I got a chastity cage to put on you when I leave. So you'll be too embarrassed to ever tell anyone. To make sure you'll keep this our little secret. So that no one else can touch you like I can. So I can tease you when I'm over here visiting your mom. But mostly, you're so horny and need it released. You'll be a good little boy and do whatever it is that I tell you to do. Now, be a good boy and come inside me. Come on, do it, baby. Be a good boy for me. Come on, do it. Oh, baby, you're everything that I imagined you would be. You know what, though? That was just a little taste. And we've got the next few days together, all alone, just me and you. And I'm gonna teach you everything you need to know. But first, I want some more of you. We're gonna have sex like this all night long. Now be a good boy for me. Give me another kiss. Mm-hmm.